Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. I pray that you're tuned in each day and that you're inviting others to join in the dialogue and discussion as we talk about issues and view them through the prism of the Word of God. As we look at issues each and every day and discuss them, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture, not based on philosophical rhetoric or political jargon, but based and not based on denominational dogma. But we base our decisions as we look at issues on the principles of the Word of God. Listen, it's the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. The scripture says, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, there are folks today that disagree with that. There are those today that want to bifurcate truth. And I've said many, many times, half truth is a whole lie. Psalms 117, verse 2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." We can depend on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God as being the truth book and the source of all truth. Ladies and gentlemen, when we look at what's happening in society today, I am made to remember George Orwell, as a secularist, what he said in the dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell said, in part, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." You know, if I can add a little parenthetical footnote to that thought, we must realize the thing that causes society in general, politicians on the left, the socialist Marxist media, to hate Donald Trump, is that he just speaks truth. Now, I'm not saying that he's a saint, but he speaks truth. He confronts issues dogmatically, squarely. He does not pretend to be something that he's not. That's taking truth to the level that I believe God will have us to do. The society today seems to have the mindset that you can take a partial truth and spin it the way you want to. In fact, it's the fact, I'm looking at a headline, "Most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth." Therein, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, lies the major, major problem in our nation today. In fact, 55% of the millennial age group said there's no absolute truth. Their position is, and I quote, "Each person determines their own version of truth." There's not but one version of truth. In fact, you go to the Webster's Dictionary and you look up truth, it says it is the body of real things. It is the real evidence of events, facts, actualities, and the state of being, the case of fact. Ladies and gentlemen, that's pretty clear. And I believe that's where we need to stand today. I believe we need to look at issues today and squarely analyze them and make a determination in the analysis of what God is saying. I've said many, many, many years, if we take what is happening locally and on a statewide basis and on a national and international basis and view them through the prism of the Word of God, it'll make a vast difference on what we understand to be truth. It is the truth of the Word of God that we need to look at. I'm looking at a quote coming from the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Let me read that quote. It says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And I believe that is where we need to stand today. I believe that's the answer to life's issues today. I believe if we could somehow, some way, get that evaluation across both aisles in D.C., it would make a vast difference on the direction and the the trajectory of our nation. Seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Jan Hus, the same writer, said this: do not ever be afraid to stand alone if standing for what is true. Do not ever be afraid to stand alone if you're standing for what is true. That's a powerful statement, ladies and gentlemen. Let me remind you, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. You can find it by a benchmark, an identifier, on the campus of Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is the flag, the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag at the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take just a few moments and a brief opening monologue. Then we'll open our lines and invite you to call. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. We're talking about today, is freedom of speech free? Is freedom of speech really free? Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you're already aware of it without me having to go back to it and read it to you, but in case you have not read that recently, Amendment 1 in our Bill of Rights, Congress shall make no laws respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. The freedom of speech, ladies and gentlemen, is a precious codified right for every one of us. But one of the things that perhaps we have forgotten is that through the Obama administration, all the way through the first administration of President Trump, and all of the Biden administration, we have noticed an increase of censorship through the social media. Perhaps you've heard me say that just Trump's election, before the certification and before his inauguration, we've been witnessing what I have called the Trump effect. The Trump effect. All of a sudden, large corporate entities have decided to abandon the DEI and their hiring, diversity, equity, and inclusion. We've seen some what I call exceedingly obvious information that those traveling in somehow, some way, back and forth to Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago, having dinner with him, basically trying to woo President Trump into seeing it their way. We've seen these mega millionaires, mega billionaires, parading themselves, not ashamed, apparently, of what they've done in the past. Got Mark Zuckerberg and others of the social media tycoons that have been visiting Trump. In fact, each of them have given about $1 million or better to the Trump transition team. Now, it's obvious what it's for. It's obvious that they're trying to sway Trump's opinion of who they are and what needs to be done legally. You know, there's been talk in the past few years now by the Republicans in particular to try to go back with the, I believe it's called the 302s or the 203s, whatever the number is, of the regulation that allows social media to be protected as a media organization, a news organization. They've taken advantage of that to the point where there's been major crushing of our civil liberties, of our freedom of speech through the social media platforms in the past few years. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we're witnessing today a major turn in what has been serious abridgment of our freedom of speech and religious liberties in America by the elitist that wanted to control the media, wanted to control the content of the media and what we would hear or see or understand. The Communist Network News, CNN, still doing that today. Most of the other television broadcast media are still trying to follow that pattern. Now, I'm wondering what these other media outlets are going to say and do when they have been in lockstep with Mark Zuckerberg and Meta, as it is called now, for Facebook and Instagram and other social media platforms, that have for years and years and years now been trying to cancel anything that's called freedom of speech, censorship of the freedom of speech. In fact, Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook and Instagram canceled President Trump's accounts when he was in office, claiming that he was giving misinformation and disinformation, and repudiated him publicly. That's what caused Trump to start Trump Social, a social media platform that's open for ideas and expressions without the censorship. But ladies and gentlemen, is our freedom of speech really free? It cost us something. It cost our founding fathers their lives, their liberties, and their futures. May I say to you, it's a very serious thing when we look at what has happened, and now all of a sudden we see the expression of Zuckerberg and others talking about making a change to allow citizens to have free flow of information without the censorship. I'm looking at a headline. I'll touch on this, and then we'll open our lines for your calls. Zuckerberg: Biden pressured Facebook to silence conservatives. Dateline January the 7th. The parent company of Facebook says they're going to dismantle its extensive fact-checking program. It is great news for free speech and very bad news for the Democrats and legacy media. Mark Zuckerberg all but admitting that fact-checkers were actually far-left activists who silenced all conservatives. What started as a movement to be more inclusive has increasingly been used to shut down opinions and shut out people with different ideas, Zuckerberg said, and it's gone too far. So I want to make sure that people can share their beliefs and experiences on our platforms. It turns out that the Biden administration was behind an effort to force Meta, to target American First conservatives. He said it's been difficult over the past 4 years when even the U.S. government has pushed for censorship by going after us, that's Zuckerberg speaking, and other American companies. Zuckerberg admitted that there was too much censorship and noted the recent presidential election was a cultural tipping point. Now listen to what he's saying, that the election of President Trump was a cultural tipping point. I call it the Trump effect. They're sitting up and taking notice that there's a new sheriff in town, as I've called it. This article further reads, he, that is Zuckerberg, says Facebook will once again value free speech and will restore free expression on the company's platforms. First, we're going to get rid of the fact checkers and replace them with community notes similar to the act starting in the U.S. after President Trump's first election in 2016. And the legacy media wrote nonstop about misinformation and how it was a threat to democracy. Quote, we tried in good faith to address those concerns without becoming the arbiters of truth. But the fact checkers have just been too politically biased and have destroyed more than they created, especially in the U.S. So over the next couple of months, we're going to phase in a more comprehensive community note system. Further, this article reads, for years of having our content moderation work focused primarily on removing content, it's time to focus on reducing mistakes, simplifying our system, getting back to our roots, and giving people their voice. We're going to move our trust and safety and content moderation team from California, and our U.S.-based content will be in Texas, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, got a whole lot to say about Mark Zuckerberg and what he is saying, what he's done, and what he's presently saying. But let's take our callers. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning, good morning.
Yes, sir. He is right on target. And I remember when Clinton was in office, and he lied. So that let me know that there's people behind the Democratic Party that want to stop free speech. Because he admitted that he had sex with that young lady, he should have been kicked out the White House right then. But he wasn't. And I don't understand that. I really don't. And it's going on for years and years and years. That's why I was a Democrat a while back. But then my eyes were open, saying like, now, if anybody else, if... like Nixon, okay, he got kicked out of the White House. Why couldn't he get kicked out of the White House? And that let me know right there that the Democratic Party, it's just like I call it a crazy joke. But he's controlled by all these billionaires.
One of the things, Kenneth, if I can jump in for just a moment, one of the things that we see is Republicans are always blamed for the problem. Democrats are always the ones that supposedly are the knights in shining armor to come and rescue us from the bad old Republicans. And yet, at the same time, it's the Democrats that are the cause and effect behind the scenes. It's almost like you'd have something where an individual causes the problem, then they come in and say, well, we're going to give you legislation, rules, and regulations. They're going to deliver you from the problem, and they're the problem in and of itself. We find with the socialist Marxist media and with the Democratic Party going back at least to Barack Hussein Obama and then Joe Biden, even during the first administration of Donald J. Trump, where a greater and greater level of increased censorship through the social media. And all of these years now, we've been told that it's the social media and that they're not being pressured and pushed by the government. The government had nothing to do with it. Joe Biden had nothing to do with it, etc. Only to find out Mark Zuckerberg, in his stupidity, his brazenness, his infinite wisdom, as he sees it, he's now admitting that it was the government that was doing it, the government that was telling them what to say, et cetera, et cetera. But we're going to change now. We're going to let you, the citizens, have your free speech back. I've said, and I'll say this at the very outset, I believe it's time that thousands upon thousands upon thousands of conservatives and Christians across America that have had their free speech interfered with, that have been taken off social medias, that's caused great harm and danger, I believe they need to join together in a class action suit against Mark Zuckerberg and Meta and Instagram and any of the other social media content platforms that have censored free speech. We've got evidence of it. We've got proof of it. Now we've got admission of it by at least Mark Zuckerberg and others. So I believe it's time that we recognize that what we've gone through in the past several years, where it's supposed to be disinformation and misinformation, that only conservatives and only Christians and only Republicans could produce misinformation and disinformation. And now all of a sudden, we recognize by admission from at least Zuckerberg, that what we've said the whole time is correct, that we've been censored. Our text messages censored, our telephone calls censored, our social media content censored and canceled, if it's not what the leftists had wanted to say. But Kenneth, thank you so much for the call. Understanding where we've come from, understanding where we are, and the recognition that at least there's a turning back, and as I call it, it's the Trump effect, because of seeing a new sheriff in town, all of a sudden these dudes that are in control of the social media decide we've got to tell the truth, we've got to back up, we've got to try to buy influence back in the White House, and somehow, some way, be in good favor with President Donald J. Trump. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. God bless you, and keep thank looking you, up. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, would you go over the question or comment, please?
I mean, that's an eye opener for the entire country. When you got the FBI and the CIA and some of the government agencies, that the Social Communist Party, the Democrats, use them to silence and to go after conservatives. This is the same exact playbook that they use in dictatorships like North Korea, China, Cuba, and now Venezuela. So it's because they cannot win in a debate, difference of opinion, difference of ideas. So what they do, they silence, and they don't want to hear your voice being expressed. What they are afraid of, if they got a good argument, bring it up. This is America. But unfortunately, since they know that they are on the run and they lie to the nation, that's the last resort. Let's silence them. Let's call them racist. Let's call them anti-this, anti-that. So we're going to, you know, win the argument. But it has backfired with this election. Because even those big corporations that they were used by the Democrats in the previous one, they said, wait a minute. The president got a mandate. That stupidity of woke hasn't worked. I think they were promised the goods under the woke movement. That's why they took the side. And I always tell my wife, I mean, if I'm the CEO of a company, what business do I have to take sides? Sell your product. Sell that juice. Sell that piece of drywall. Sell that tool. Why do you have to be political? I don't need for you to tell me, you know, come on. And that's a big mistake. So they decided to go with the woke movement that is, what, less than 20% in the nation? And they forgot about the 80%, 90% of the American people that we don't think like that. So now that they saw the results and the mandate that the people said to President, hey, we are against this, now they want to backpedal. Now, do you hear that the Apple president sat down with President Trump? Facebook and some of the companies, because I get they realize, wait a minute, they sold us a lot of goods, but the American people don't like this. Look at the even Disney. Do you see Disney? Now they're backtracking. Now they're saying that they're not going to push their agenda because the American people have spoken. I think that's the power that we have as American people when we vote. We telling those corporations, listen, you better be quiet and sell your product. That's all we want. We don't want you to make us feel, and we don't want you to call. And I think they realize that they are losing millions of dollars for what they did, especially with this election. The American people say, no more woke. You go woke, you go broke. And that proves it. And I'm so glad when I see many companies drifting away from the stupidity of being woke. That's awesome for America. Don't you think, brother?
It is, absolutely, Jose. I'm thankful that you're making that statement. I'm looking at the headline. It says, McDonald's says it will end DEI practices amid the shifting legal landscape. McDonald's said on Monday that it will roll back its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives due to the shifting legal landscape following a Supreme Court ruling in 2023 that rejected affirmative action in university admission. In a memo to restaurant operators, employers, and suppliers, the fast food chain said it would no longer set aspirational representational goals, instead focus on embedding its practice into its operation. McDonald's said it will end the requirements for its suppliers to commit to the pledge of DEI and suspend that in their hiring practices. If you're going to sell a hamburger, make a hamburger. Don't have somebody come in to make that hamburger for me to buy just based on their ethnicity, their particular gender or their non-gender, whatever they, but yet that was the, that's been the approach now under the entirety of the Biden administration. And now on top of that, Jose, we find the eyes being opened of these major corporate entities that run and operate the social media platforms where they are opening their eyes. I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs here and get your take. Documents show FBI is still hiding the Russiagate conspiracy details against Trump. As Donald J. Trump re-enters the White House on a pledge to end national security state overreach, the Federal Bureau of Investigation still hiding critical details on the Russiagate conspiracy investigation that engulfed all of the president's first term. And it's a pretty long article. The bottom of this first page says, in his role as the FBI, Baker personally circulated the conspiracy theory, manufactured research, working with Clinton campaign that the Trump campaign and Russians were communicating via a secret server. After leaving the FBI, Baker served as deputy general counsel at Twitter, where he backed the company's censorship of reporting on the contents of the Hunter Biden laptop. Based on yet another conspiracy theory, that laptop files were Russiagate disinformation, it was claimed. That's the type of thing that they've done now for years, that that Trump was a tool, a puppet for Putin, et cetera, and that just destroyed the lives and the hearts of multitudes that would have voted for Trump. What are your thoughts? Do we still have things, you know, you talk about sometimes one shoe has dropped that another shoe is still going to drop. Do you sense that somehow, some way, other shoes are going to drop and we find really the gigantic amount of censorship that Americans have been faced with during the Biden administration? You think that's the end of it? You think it will stop the censorship? Or do you think this is just an admission in order to get back in good graces with the new Trump administration?
I think the what I'm waiting for is the new person in charge of the FBI. He knows exactly what's going on. Patel, he's Indian descent. He knows what's going on. He knows that the government agencies were used against conservatives, and he's going to go to the bottom of it. And he needs to go, and they need to be exposed for what they do, because if they can do that to the president, brother, the president of the United States, Trump, they can do that to anybody. And how many people do we have in jail because the government used the power? Look at those guys from January 6th. How long have they been in jail? Some of them, they were not even in Washington. Some of them were there in a school tour with kids. And some of the teachers went, put him in jail because they were there. And there's no judge, there's nobody that's going to touch that because the government hand is behind it. But I got faith that once the new FBI director is in charge, that's why the Democrats are leaving it. They're in panic mode because they know what they did, and that's going to be exposed. And I hope those hearings are exposed nationwide, and the President Trump and the spokeswoman let it very clear, the American people, that this is not acceptable with any president, Democrat, Republican, or Libertarian. That's not the American way, unfortunately. God bless you, brother. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jose, for your insight and for your statement. You're spot on to what you're saying. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about today the issue that we're focusing on is our freedom of speech free. Does it cost us something to have freedom of speech? What does it cost? What did it cost our founding fathers? What does it cost us today? It means that there must be ever vigilance in the realization and the recognition of what is taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, we see the exceedingly obvious recognition of what is taking place with these companies coming forth and admitting, oh yes, we censored your speech. We censored conservative speech. We censored speech of Christians. We shut them out. We shut their accounts down. But oh no, big bad government told us to do so, and we didn't have anything to do with it. Our hands were tied. Listen, that's a farce. And we see the whole point is there's a new sheriff in town. With the administration of Trump coming into focus, they're now realizing and recognizing they need to set the ship right or they're going to have the ship put out of the sails taken down. You recall President Trump's first term as president. He had Facebook and Google and Instagram and Twitter before Elon Musk took over. All of them canceled the president's accounts, and multitudes by the hundreds of thousands across America. We had physicians that lost their license as a result of telling the truth and then being saying it was disinformation. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Consumer.